The term zooarchaeology may not be a familiar term to some of you, but you certainly know our work. For example, if you were to read about domestic dogs, chickens, or turkeys, if you've encountered information regarding ancient climate change or sea level rise, if you've read about the ancient animals' bones that are found in archaeological sites, then you know our work. Zooarchaeology is the wedding of zoology and archaeology, and we seek to understand the human and natural history of zooarchaeological sites. This is through the identification and quantification of bones using museum comparative specimens. This unique specimen of alligator gar, Atract osteus spatula, serves as one example that you might enjoy seeing. Alligator gar and other members of their family have been referred to as living fossils that can be tracked back into the Cretaceous, nearly 145 million years ago. They are most common in aquatic and brackish water habitats of southeastern North America, and their range extends to more northern parts of the Mississippi watershed. They can grow to be 6 feet long and exceed 100 pounds. The world record catch was in 2011. The gar was 8.5 feet long, weighed 327 pounds, and was estimated to be 94 years old. Presently, alligator gars are sought for sport fish, and they're used as a food resource. As a predator, they also are of ecological importance. Their populations have been somewhat diminished because of habitat loss. In the zooarchaeological record, skeletal elements of fishes from the family of garfish are commonly identified in archaeological sites. Members of the gar family were used as food resources for nearly 5,000 years. It has also been reported that their ganoid scales were used as arrow points by Native Americans. The scales and the vertebra are the most often identified skeletal elements of this animal in middens. I'm Irv Quitmire, and I'm a zooarchaeologist at the Florida Museum of Natural History.